This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. For the part of the workforce that can do it, this pandemic has brought a pretty big benefit, being able to decide where you want to live and remote work. Maybe giving up expensive cities like New York or San Francisco for more affordable ones, for now anyway, like Austin or Boise. A lot of companies are bought into that, but some of them, including big names in tech that we all know and love, have made it clear that that kind of move could come with a change in pay and not to the upside. Compensation based on location was actually pretty normal practice in the before times, but these times ain't those, as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino tells us.
Like a lot of folks, Stephen Boatwright found a new hobby during the pandemic.
I've been learning to build puppets. That's been really fun.
Boatwright works full-time editing promotional video for Scale Media, an e-commerce startup. Being cooped up at home has given him a bit more time and a little more space since he and his fiancée moved last fall from a cramped one-bedroom apartment in Los Angeles to a house in his hometown of Savannah, Georgia.
We are now paying about 70% of what we were paying for rent for a three-bedroom house with a fenced yard in a beautiful neighborhood lined with 100-year-old live oak trees.
While his cost of living has gone down by about a third, his salary has stayed the same. Boatwright says that feels fair.
If I'm achieving my deliverables, there's not a detriment to the work or the company based on my location, then I feel like my value to the company is consistent.
But some employers see things differently, says Johnny C. Taylor Jr., who heads the Society for Human Resource Management.
Where the work is done has for a very, very long time dictated salary.
Taylor himself has experienced this when he transferred from New York City to Charlotte, North Carolina, while working for digital media company IAC about a decade ago.
Listen, I took a pay cut, but I knew even with my pay cut, I had a much better and higher quality of life because the cost of living was so much lower.
Conversely, some companies adjust wages up when workers move to a more expensive area, so they don't experience a cut in real wages. Which begs the question, why? Why would any company want to pay a premium to lure workers to an expensive city? What did they ever get out of it?
Most of the time, we think it's got to be more productive. Higher wages have to be a sign of higher productivity.
Edward Glaser is an economist at Harvard and the author of Survival of the City, Living and Thriving in an Age of Isolation. He says the move by certain companies to continue to base pay on location could be seen as belief in the productivity gains that come from the physical clustering of industries like finance in New York City or tech in Silicon Valley.
It's not about short-term stuff. It's about long-term stuff. It's about the learning that doesn't happen when we're remote. It's about the new relationships that don't form.
He says regions that concentrate talent tend to be more innovative. They produce more patents and spur more new businesses, thanks to the interactions and competition that happen in proximity. The question is whether proximity needs to be physical, or whether the same gains can now be made virtually. Stephen Boatwright in Savannah says his location hasn't changed how he works, though it has helped to inspire his puppet-making passion. He's now trying to perfect the voice for a goofy-looking fuzzy blue character he calls Duke Miles.
He's definitely smoked way too many cigarettes, and he's from the South.
A region that Boatwright can now call home again. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.